This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Begins with the tefillah, the davening of Yitzchak and Rivka to have a child. For 10 years they didn't have children. And they begin. Beginning of the parish is mashma here, they really put the aveda to get children. They started to daven shtark. And the Rebbeinu Shloilam grants them their tefillah. Chazal point out that all the imayis were akaris. All the imayis. It's not only Rivka, but Sarah, Mitrivka, Mitrachel, and a whole list, Sheva. Seven of them. Psikta brings down the seven of the founding mothers of Klal Yisrael. All Akaris. Why? Why are all the mothers of Klal Yisrael Akaris? Not to have a child is a tremendous yisurim, a tremendous tsar. So there's an interesting medrash shir ashirim. Some of you are waiting for me to tell you the famous chazal. Marin Yevamis Daf Samach Dalid Shakush Baruch Hu Misave Litfiloson Shal Tzadikim. But I want to first tell you that that's not what the Medrash and Shir Hashirim says. The Medrash and Shir Hashirim says Shalayim Umay Yisraelam. The Umay Yisraelam shouldn't say that it was our bracha that brought children to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael was produced. Klal Yisrael came about through Unzer of Bracha. What's the Bracha? Don't forget, Lavan gives a Bracha. Achiseinu atil alfei revava v'yiras seinecha sharoiva. Meiridike Bracha! In order that the Goyim shouldn't claim that it has to do with their Bracha, so the Bereshim shows, take a look, there's no children. You'll have to daven for it. And when they daven, they get. Kipshutei, I always understood that the pshat is that the Goyim shouldn't feel that it's theirs. Take credit. You never know, one day they'll take credit for Klal Yisrael. You know, it's always the Derech Ha'ilam. You do, and the other person says it's all him. Maybe it's a chisavin that the Eibish the Kilu Epis, they'll take away from the Eibish, that the Eibish made a Klal Yisrael. It has something to do with the fact that we don't want the Goyim to think it's them. That's the Kipshuta, yeah? Over the years, I've come to understand the deeper this Inyan, and I believe there's a different pshat in the Chazal. What do Chazal mean? That the Ummah Sa'ilam shouldn't take credit. It's their bracha. It was a head. The gates are Rebbe. We kicked the bracha. So what the Rebbe thinks that what? That it's not your child, it's his child. It was mit the bracha, geholfen, and avad the bracha. The Eibishter weiter. So what's the issue here? What is the greater issue? The Goyim's only shmeinin, they shouldn't think that it was their bracha that did it. Why? Why is that the issue? So Rabbeisai, I'd like to explain it as follows. We know the Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara tells us that the reason why the Yemais were akaris was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh litfilason shal tzadikim. Bothered me all my life, this question, since I was a little boy. Since I remember my Rebbe teaching me, I asked even in class this question. Rebbe, I don't understand. If the Rebbeinu Shalom likes tefillahs, what no dust can the Rebbeinu Shalom geben as a mensel davening? There's so many things a person could daven for. It has to be dafka kara. It could be life, nisyenis, problems. Tzavis, chayli, veyvas, pum, das. Zbarachu misavel et vilasin shal tzadik. So over the years, I always halachidik betracht efshes ya haraya to the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim welt gebracht that a person is not allowed to daven to change the nature of the world. Teva is teva, and the way the Rebbeinu Shleilam answered as Eved Zayin, chutz, besides, for children. When it comes to children, there you can daven, and even an akara, layolda, she was an ayla yolda, she was an islandess, an islandess, she didn't even have a rechem. And you can daven for children. No, das men. Aber gufe darf man verstehen, for was? For was tak is the pshat? Why is it that for everything else, we muss sagen, the Rebbeinu Shalom will. Punkt da, by children, by akaris, dat meg men iber kern de welt. It's an expression in Yiddish, Rabbi. Iber kern de welt. Turn the world upside down to have children. Feel the davening, davening, davening. What's that kipshat? Like a shtikla aga. You're right. The question is, why does the Rebbeinu Shlom need to give akaris? And the teretz is, tefillah. Question, kes tuch davening fara. Andere zachen. The Rebbeinu Shlom can give you other opportunities, sienis, that you need to daven for. And the teretz is, sefer chassidim, to change the teva, which is a discussion for itself. It's a whole shayla. Do we paskin like the Sefer Chassidim? It comes out that technically you can't daven for a nes. We'll talk about it a different time. There's a big discussion on the Sefer Chassidim. But Apoponi was talking about pshat ha-desai. That by comes to the children, megmin davenin, fashimi ha-teva. Because alein, this itself needs to be explained. Right before the shir, found the shot from the Divrei Yoel. The Kasha bothered me all my life. And I found that the Sat Meruv, and I guess it must be in Yoschus HaTeisai, because I'd rather learn Divrei Yoel a lot. I never came across this. It was one piece of this. I say, it's a Pashas Vayeshev Gar. Page Reish Mem. The Sat, I'm flipping through the pages, and I come, and I say, Mamash Del Kasha. It's within a piece, a langishtikel, at the end, and on the bottom. David wants me to say it over, as I found it. Yeah, I'm sure Shadron used to say. As it's falta rein epis, and mitten ashir, sasimen, as the Rebbeinu Shalom will, as mizol zon. Kolshkein is falta rein fadim shir. Kolshkein, yeah? Zat zat merav, lecheira, the Rebbeinu Shalom can give other things that the person could go and daven for other problems, other nishyenis. Why is the dafka karus that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives? Because he's mesavel et filasan shel tzadikim. Says the Sat Merav, because a tzadik, anything the Rebbeinu Shalom sends him comes with a teva. He says he bows his head, he's mekabel et Rebbeinu Shalom vil vaser gei. But when it comes to children, but after having kinders, the chamitzvah, and that's the tafkid and tachlis, my mitzvah, and a klal Yisrael, the chamitzvah daven of them. How far are we from tzaddikim? How far are we from the way they accept? Yadreit, a Rebbe can zogin, the way shem shik shlak and chazachin, was that the burnish of film, the kabel behava, was that? Aber das, nicht haben Kinder, aber das wird der Zadig davon, weil er muss haben, er muss, Purvu, Klal Yisrael, Boyen, Tafkid Abriya, Tafkilis, Leseiv Rav Lashem, was Yitzar, es doch der Tafkid von der Briya. Maybe God Gufa does make the Sefer Chassidim, he doesn't bring the Sefer Chassidim, but maybe that's all the same Shmuyas, Habeitai! As the Pshat is, he helped. That because this is a mitzvah, as ich muss haben Kinder, mail of them make ich beten. A filu mishana zainem teva. Efsha. It's all bederech efsha. I want to say a mahalach, I want to share with you a beautiful deher. A beautiful, beautiful deher. There's an interesting ton of the Baal Yom. You know, I always understood the Chazal that the Rebbein Shem will the tefillah. The mechuvan, you know, in Lashon Kodesh we use the word mechuvan. Mechuvan means the tachlis, the point that it's there for, is the tefillah. Yeah, hey, that's how you would learn. Akash Baruch Hu Misavle with tefillah Shachal Tzadikim. I want to tell you about Tana de Belio. In Tana de Belio state, as the Rebbein Shem, as I mentioned, zugegangen zu Eliyahu Novi. Und er fragt ihm, für was macht der Rebbeinu Shloim so schamike Kinder? Why should there be such a thing? Für was soll sein, als er sagt in der Brie, Ayid, er tut doch Mitzvahs, why should he suffer that they have children? Answers him, Eliyahu Novi. Shakosh Baruch Hu, Oyei, Vis Yisrael, Vis Sameach Behem, Vishmat Libid. And he's happy with them. Therefore, Reutzel Litzarfon, he wants to cleanse them. Yiddish with Menutzen, the Lashon Oisputzen. Litzarfon. It's like when you make a clee, you polish it. Kidei she yispalu al b'neim, that they should daven for children. Freg them zurück dem Mensch, nech tesen. I feel etchinger at Mechtesa. For everything you say to a guy in Yeshiva, Mechtesa. Etchinger fek Mechtesa. How do you know? Evshaval the mentions of Alaveira mit Ados, mit Averanus Kumte, a peckle of Averanus is caused that he shouldn't have children. Zaptim, Tanan de Beliyahu, Beliyanovi Zaptim, is nishgerecht. Snitazai, is va the Rabbanish on Vilum Mitzarif, Kidei she is spa. It's not that he Rebbein Shem wants the tefillah. Rebbein Shem wants to cleanse the person, the yisurim, kidei she is palal al bodim. That's not that. As I state, you're doing it correct. Ich hab alle mal verstanden, as del pshat is the Rebbein Shem will del tefillah. All of a sudden, you see that episode. Aloshin is mashma from the Tan Belio, as the Rebbein Shem vil tziluf wants to give the person should become oishteigen. So there an episode. A heilige mensch. About Yisurim.
So we're saying if the person was the ultimate already, then they would daven for children? I'm missing something.
But the Rebbein Shleilom is mechuvan. The point was that the person, as a person who is an akara, means she's a balas yisurim. She grows from it. She steigs from it.
Maybe it's both the same thing.
I'll tell you maybe, but maybe not. I would rather think, okay, so I'll tell you where I'll tell you. If you think I come to say a share of diuk with one diuk, I have where to back myself up. You ready? Going to read to you a Malbim Rabbeisai. A Malbim Hafle Rafela. Not only the Yisoid, but the language of the Malbim. Zot the Reilige Malbim. Yeah, right? Haleda Bivnei Adam, She Yoylid Minai Shetayla B'Teva. It's nature. Like a fruit gives off fruit. A human being is to give off children. It's teva. V'chai l'hashir minay. This is the way the creation was created. It should continue. Ulam shi'yolid segula. What kind of teves? Yid is nitzdam akin. Yid is yid. To be moilid a skula, something special. V'shiyetze pri nivkar kodesh ilulim. A heilige frucht. Hu neged ha-teva. That's not teva anymore. I shake when I read this. Ha-shkofa was licked to del malbim. Hafla fella. Verstehen yadus, was is ayid, was is yiddishkeit. You think when it's geboren a kind, as a kid, is you did me better? You think it's just a kid? You, 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 you're giving birth to a kodesh ilulim, a fruit which is kodesh. Who neged ateva v'tzarech l'ze ezer liki. You need the Rebbeinu Shlom for that. Val kein hoyot nesenu akavis k'dei sheyetzim in aklipa pri kodesh. They had to be on a higher madrega than the Yimayis. You don't understand what's licked on that, they say. Mulchenes mi'atzmo, she had to prepare herself. Ad yefia koyach liki, till she's able to give off such a child. Shezeh yisoyer al idea tefila, and that comes through the tefila. Lahatzil neshama kedosha, to radiate with the neshama kedosha basalikim, to become like the daughter of the Eibishter, a basalikim. Asher ta'as chayim. But therefore she can bring off such an offspring. What does that? What does that mean? So he was already kodesh, that he can give off children which are kodesh. Zakdal Malbim, Lagam she Yitzchak kvar hoya muchon lezem eis akeda. But Rivka, she came from a home which she didn't have all this. Hoysa muchenis lezem valze omar ki akarehi. That's why she's an akara. Yeah, that they say. The ton of the Bel Yo was fataychi. Often not. For some reason, it gets overlooked. Heiligereit from the Malbim. Here, Abesai. In order to have a Yankiv Avinu, it needed that it should come gebayt of Yesoidus. And the Yesoidus are that the Mame gedavent and gedavent and gedavent. These are the Yesoidus.
Which parsha is that in?
What?
Which parsha is that in?
It's right here from around this week's parasha, right here. The Lashon Bas. Tefillah. What is tefillah, they say? What does tefillah do for us? So there's a Meiridik Ran, and the Ran says that the kirva, the kesher, the relationship that a person has through tefillah is nothing compared to anything else. Says up the Rand and Drashes, and Rivka achieved this through her tefillah. The Iskarvus was so strong through the tefillah. I think that's what the Malbim is meaning, basalikim. The person has to be like a bas. You know, there's an interesting lashon of the Chazal. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that the Rebbeisha is misavin litfilasan. You know what the lashon of the Medrash is? Litfilasan visichasan. Shel ha'imayis. Now the fregid, what's made v'sichasan? What does it mean? Filasan, v'sichasan. You know what I think the pshat is, Abay, say? Just to bring it down in layman's terms. My daughter comes home every day, and she goes on and on what happened in school. Not really, I get to help her with it, and not really it's negeya to me, but atachta. That's the relationship she has with her father. That she comes home, and ziret, and ziret, and ziret. That's what it is. The iskarvus through the tefillah has to be such that she becomes basalikin. The iskarvus is such an iskarvus that it's not just she davens to the Eibishter. It's sicha. Aziret b'te Eibishter. It's not only just a davening. It's a nunshaft that she davens tefilasan v'sichasan, because it's about his karmas. I'll tell you where I got this one from. If you take a look, it says by Avram Avinu, Vayifnu misham anashim, Vayelchu zdaima, Vavram oidenu oimeid lifnei Hashem. See, benavua with the Eibishter. steht im Pasuk, Vayigash Avram Vayomer. What do you mean Vayigash? What's Vayigash? He's talking today. Where's Vayigash? Where does he? Zabchashi, Vayigash Alashin of Tefillah. Zabchav Shteima, Shlita. The vuel, but it's still not Vayigash like Tefillah. Not as close. You can sit and talk to the Abishta. Nevua. He goes closer. Vayigash. Vayigash, he goes closer. I want to tell you an interesting thing. Ishtate in Pasuk in Yeshaya, we say Chazon Yeshayo, that Yerushalayim was Ki'isha Akara Shalo Yolda. What does that mean? Yerushalayim was like, what is it? So Pasha means the Tsar, or she misses her children, V'shavu Bonim Meretz Oyev. The people of Yerushalayim are considered the children of Yerushalayim. I'll tell you deeper, Rabbi Yisai. I once found this in the Gaon. Isha Kara Shalo Yolada. You know what an Isha Kara? Vi Boitzach. How does a woman become an Isha that is able to have children? Through tefillah. Through davening. Isha Akara Asher Lo Yolda. That how does she rebuild it herself? Only through the kayach of tefillah. Just like that Akara. There's an Indian of that Akara to be in the sky of today. Bishtitz is a chuv boyin. Zabder goyin. Vi boitman Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim boitzach. With the tefillah, with the kirva that you feel to the Eibishter in Yerushalayim. And I'll tell you over Meir Dikazach. Sam Sefer says, we say every day in Benchi, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Irakaydish, but Boine Yerushalayim. Wait a second. Uvnei means you should build. What does Boine mean? Hoive, that he is building. So maybe it all means is Baina the one that will. It's not the verb, it's the noun. That's the Pashup Shat in the Bracha. Vnei Yerushalayim. And then you have something called Baina. Right? The Eibishter is the Baina. Sadduch Sam Seifen in Tazay. Baina, the Rebbein Yerushalayim, is constantly building Yerushalayim. Rebbein Yerushalayim is constantly building Yerushalayim. How is he building Yerushalayim? When a person davens for Yerushalayim, and a person is misses Yerushalayim, and a person remembers Yerushalayim, and a person feels the kirva to Yerushalayim, boitzach Yerushalayim. Boine Yerushalayim means that the Rebbein Yerushalayim builds Kaseida Yerushalayim. The Beis Hamikdash is going to come, says the Chassam Sefer, ready-made. What happens to the mitzvah of Binyan Yerushalayim? Of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? HaMitzvah, no? So what do you do with that mitzvah? Ah, you state the club. If lost it lovely, none of the mitzvahs will become bottled. So where's the Binyan? So the Maril Diskin asks us for a kash. The Maril Diskin, you hear the kash that they say? You help? Nei Yerushalayim. Right? Bein Yishlam is going to build Yerushalayim according to Rashi. It's going to come down all prepared. Beis HaMikdash will come down all done. What do you do with the mitzvah of Binyan Yerushalayim? Zot the Maril Diskin, Mareinu Bivinyanai. Oh, Mareinu Bisikunai. There's going to be one more thing that we have to fix. They'll leave like you ever see, like the mezuzah, where you build the whole thing, and then they come to the last thing, you got like the mezuzah. He says that the doors are going to be left unfinished. V'samcheinu b'sikunu. Yeah? Because otherwise, where is going to be the mitzvah binyan, which is a chiddush? The chayit for the last thing to fix, and that's the binyan. Says that some sefer. Ihr meint, der Pshat Rebbein Yishloim am Gebeit. Mir das Gebeit. Yeah, the tug. Was gesagt, du vene Yerushalayim, Yerakoydash, azoi beitzach di Yerushalayim, azoi beitzach di Beis HaMikdash. Mail of the Beis Hamikdash will come tak a binyan. The chiddush is that it's shaykh through tefillah to make binyan. All right, but this you see the aside that just like Yushalayim is ki'isha hakara. What is the pasuk trying to say? The pasuk is trying to say, "Zevi the isha kava to the baynish leilam," and it's a tziruf. It's a way of their becoming pure. It's a way of becoming muchan to have such a thing. The isha kara has to build herself. Has to build herself that she should be bas alikim, bas alikim. Talk to from the Abish that she should be able to have such a child. I want to end with a nice face. It's a story that, to me, it changed my life. Literally changed my life. My shatchin was a yid called Rabbi Yaakov Talitan. The Chassadik Levrach, he was the Rosh Hashiva in France, Paris. He was the Rosh Hashiva. He had the yeshiva. He was a Talmud Rav Shach. He later was the Rosh Kail in the gates of Kail. A Gadol Bat Torah, and even more Ber Yira. His Yira Shemai was something unbelievable. His tefillah, Mamish, Ke'evet, Ke'amischanim Ifnei Rabbi, it was something to watch. He was a personality dynamite. His speaking, his being able to be Mefitz Torah, an aristocrat. He never got a disease which made him deteriorate completely. And little by little, he deteriorated till he died. He was a young man, he wasn't an older person. So I went to visit him when I went to France to my in-laws. I said, I'm going to go visit him. I come there, and they had to feed him a coffee. They were sipping, they're giving him to sip a coffee. I couldn't see it. It was something to see the Al Hai Shufra the Bala Ba'ara. I couldn't understand. How does such beauty turn another? He looks at me, Voj Veinster, spoken Yiddish. Voj Veinster. I can't see it. I sure for the ball or not. I can't see it. So he says, Heru Veinen, stop crying, he tells me. I said, he says to me, let me tell you. My sister, now don't forget, because the father was Rafal Baruch. Rafal Baruch at Gehesim from the Gehesim Gedolim. He wrote a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for the Moroccan Jews. The Kitzur of Toledano, it's a famous Sefer. They were in Morocco, Dayanim Gedolim, but unfortunately there was a lot of Haskalah. So the boys were sent to England to learn in the yeshivas. The girls that stayed back in Morocco, a lot of them went off to Derech. They were saved because they went to Gates. He learned by Rav Schneider, he learned Gates in Yeshiva. So his sister went off to Derech, and his sister came to visit. And this is what he tells me. And she asks me, Sutaira Vizoskara. I answered her. She didn't understand what I told her. You, as a Ben Taira, will understand what I answered. The Iskarvis that I felt through my machl, through the tefillah that I davened for my machl, is something which I could have never felt these karvas to the Bayir Olam in any other way, in any other situation. To the point that I thank the Eibishter that it happened. He turns to me, Heru Veinen, he tells me, stop crying. I realize there's a Meridiki thing here. We think that the Nisyanis and the Tefillah and the Rabbi Nisham is Punkt verkehrt, is Beitzach, and through the tefillah, verte his skarvis. And that's what the Ran is saying, that the kirva through the tefillah is so strong that only through that she's able to have. Why? Because we have Bayin HaKlal Yisrael. Midav ken and boyin haklal Yisrael is nishtam akid. The mail of the Rebbein Shalom makes a curse. It's not the Misakosh Baruch Hu misavel l'tfilasan. It's misavel l'tfilasan shal tzadikim. It's not the tefillah. It's tzashafin dem tzadik. And through the tefillah, as the Malbim says, you become the tzadik. You become the tzadik. Yitzhak went through the Akedah. So Yitzhak was a kargan. So he was raifa. But Rivka had to go through this. And that's why she was zaycha to have the children that she had.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.